Thank you and good afternoon. Monday afternoon, the California Highway Patrol Crescent City area responded to a report of a vehicle that was partially in the river off of Highway 199 north of Hiuchi. When officers arrived on scene, they recovered the female driver. However, she was pronounced dead at the scene, and the identity was confirmed as that of 43-year-old Eureka resident Mary Lynn DeZern, who was reported as missing earlier that morning. DeZern left on a scheduled trip to Prospect, Oregon on Sunday night, and was reported as missing when she didn't reach her destination as expected. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Humboldt State University police arrested 21-year-old Orion Parker on Sunday night at a residence hall on campus in connection with the fire that burned carpet in the building. Parker, who is not a student and was a visitor to the dorm room, used a butane torch to ignite isopropyl alcohol that had spilled onto the carpet in the room. A resident advisor used a fire extinguisher to put out the fire, and police arrested Parker for felony arson. There were no injuries reported. The Board of Supervisors held their meeting this morning, and they approved one-year Measure Z funding contracts with local cities and organizations. $450,000 will be sent to Eureka for ongoing coordination efforts with the MIST team, and the County Fire Chiefs Association will receive $1.8 million for equipment and technology purchases and upgrades. The City of Arcata will also receive $328,000 for the resumption of its juvenile diversion program. $3.4 million in funding will also be allocated for Trinidad, Blue Lake, Kemah Medical Center, Ferndale, Riodel, and the Area 1 Agency on Aging. The board also approved the $400,000 Phase 2 acquisition of 190 acres of property for the McKay Tract Community Forest. The grant funding comes from Trust for Public Lands and the State Natural Resources Agency. Green Diamond Resource Company will donate $8,600 to the Greenview Playground Project, which would build a fully interactive playground in the city of Arcata suited for all ages. Money from the donation will be used for the purchase of a zipline playground apparatus, and the money comes from the Green Diamond President's Fund. The U.S. Department of Education has awarded a $3.9 million grant to Humboldt State University, funding that will be spent over the next 5 years. The funding will be used to help increase the number of Hispanic and low-income undergraduate students in the Hispanic-serving institution's science, technology, engineering, or mathematics program. A college or university is designated as a Hispanic-serving institution if they have an undergraduate full-time equivalent enrollment of at least 25% Hispanic students. HSU has been designated as a HSI since 2013. The art department at Humboldt State University will hold a Doctorate of Humane Letters Award ceremony and reception next Tuesday at the Van Dusen Theater for Hoopa Yurok artist George Blake. Blake will be the 10th person to receive an honorary doctorate from HSU since 1965, and his art will also be on display this Thursday. The ceremony will be next Tuesday at 4 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the District Attorney's Office.
The District Attorney's Office has announced that 42-year-old Sean Blackman has been convicted of 2 counts of kidnapping to commit robbery, 2 counts of robbery, 2 counts of assault with a firearm, along with special firearm allegations, and he faces a minimum of 50 years in state prison. A jury found Blackman guilty of assaulting 2 men inside their residence while he was burglarizing their house on Booner Street in August of last year. Blackman used a shotgun found in the house to threaten the victims, and he tied them up, assaulted them, and then fled the scene in a stolen car, leading police on a high-speed chase through the city. Blackman was apprehended after he crashed the stolen car into a brick wall and attempted to flee on foot. The victims had been able to free themselves and flee the house, where they were able to call 911. Blackman will be sentenced on November 10th.
Thank you, Dan. The Crescent City area of the California Highway Patrol arrested a 27-year-old Brookings, Oregon resident for driving under the influence of alcohol on Sunday night. Jason Nelson was traveling north on Highway 199 when he lost control of his vehicle. The vehicle traveled off the east embankment and it partially came to rest in the river. Highway Patrol officers responded to the scene, and while Nelson only sustained minor injuries, he was found to be under the influence of alcohol, and he was subsequently arrested. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.